This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here's what's crazy, man. So for a lot of college parents, and I'm one, kids moving in. And so my daughter finally got moved in. Today's first day of school for her. I know Georgia, there's been a lot of folks who have started school already, but she's up in Kentucky. And so today she hits me up and says, first day of school, like, you know, it's nostalgia, right? It's like first day of school, just want to talk to you. I'm heading out. And I'm like, all right, send a pic. Want to see you on your first day. And she says, fine. So like an hour and 30 minutes, maybe 2 hours later, I get this, you know, she calls me and she says, right. Dad, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She goes, so I go to my first class and she's taking some media class up there. And eventually I think, you know, she's going to study law is what I believe. But I don't want to go there until it's official. But she says, I'm taking this media class. So I walk in today and the guy's going through all the stuff and she's giving us his background. And he says, yeah, you know, I was in Houston. So my daughter says, really? My dad was in Houston. So after class, she goes up and she's like, hey, Professor such and such. I think his name is Klaus or something.
Right.
And she says, yeah, my you know, I was born there. My dad worked there for a while. And he goes, what's your dad's name? Right. And she goes, Carl Dukes. And the guy goes, your dad's Carl Dukes? And she goes, yeah. He goes, I know your dad. She's like, no, you don't. He goes, yeah. I used to work at Fox. And I know your dad from this, that, and the other. So she's sitting there. So she calls me. I said, what's his name again? And she says, he worked for some guy that you know. And I'm like, who? Well, what's the guy's name? So she finally, like, she's going, I think he worked at Fox. I said, Fox? He worked for Mark at Fox? There's another guy we know way in my history. And I'm like, no way. So I can't recall him. But Mike, he's telling her how nice I was to him. Over the years, we had different encounters.
Sounds like a passing grade.
Mike, she just got an A. She just got an A. She has no idea. She just got an A. And I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, I love your dad. He was terrific. And, you know, I got out of the media business, and I went back and got my my master's, and now I've been teaching. And I, so what brought him up here? Because he went to school in Texas. She says, what brought you up here? He says, oh, well, you know, I did my my first set of teaching at like, Oklahoma, and then a job opened up here. You go where the jobs are. Long story short, long history, apparently, that I did some thus with this guy. I have no idea. I don't remember any of this. So I told
her. But you were nice to him.
I was. And so right. I told her, I said, well, you just got an A in that class.
Right.
You just literally got an A. Here's the point, folks. You never know how people are going to come back around. Mike, if you would have told me that 20 years ago, I'd have been like, whatever. That's a guy I'll never see again. Who knows? And I don't even remember any of it. But, yeah, she said he had glowing reviews of me and what kind of person I was. And I was like, that's really cool. So I said, you're going to pay attention in that class, right?
Yes. I mean, that's and we always joke around in this business. I don't think it's something that's specific to radio. I think it's just good karma for anybody. For you young people out there listening.
That's it.
Be nice on the way up because you may see the same people on the way down.
Tommy Boris, she just hit me up.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah. Well,
hey, girl.
Because I told her, I said, I got to tell this story because it's just weird. I'm like, really? And he's mentioning all these names to her, and she's telling me these names. I'm like, I know him. I know her. I know him. But I don't remember him, and you just never know. But you're right, Mike. It's the karma.
Right, man. Just be good and be friendly. And three things about as you are in the media business, be friendly to everyone, trust no one. But anyway, you will also, you know, maybe you have a mentor. I think you and I had mentors. And
yes.
We tried to mentor some guys who have actually had some success in the business. So it all comes around, man.
Well, look, all you have to do is look at this radio station.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, like, all you got to do is look at this radio station. So, I mean, we have helped a lot of folks, and that's just part of it. You want to help as many people as you can, if you can. I always say that to people. But, yeah, that was just weird, man. And that's why I was asking, like, what you did this weekend. Because I was, like, getting all the things settled and moving in. And you guys know, if your parents, I said, again, it's like such a big deal and it's overwhelming. And Day-Day and I were having this conversation. I know Stakey was talking about his daughter and all that stuff. It's one of those things, like, it's, okay, got to get settled. Got to get going. And then once things get going, you're like, okay, take that deep breath.
Right. So now, man, this year, by the way, you had any vibes on Kentucky football this year?
No. I think Stoops is going to get fired, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It does seem like this. It's going to be too much for him to turn around.
Yeah.
To the level that's going to probably get some of the well-heeled boosters like you to keep him around.
Well, here's the deal, Mike. You know what is happening? And this gets us back to this kickoff game with Alabama, Florida State. You cannot live in the portal. You cannot live in the portal. You have to have a base foundation of recruits that you can coach and they can grow with your program and then you supplement. And I said this, Kirby's doing it better than anybody. I think Sark's got a sense of this. But the teams that are really good, right, it's not just the money. Everybody's supposed to be spending the same amount of money, guys. You just can't live in the portal. And that's been – look at the Kentucky quarterbacks over the last few years, including the former Georgia quarterback who was there last year.
Right.
You can't – you've got to go recruit guys and grow them.
And they just named their QB. Who's it going to be, Day-Day?
Young man named Zach Calzada.
Yeah, from Texas A&M.
Calzada, I remember. Yeah. I do vaguely remember that name.
Yep.
So there you go. I know that FSU, I'm just looking. I think they're ranked top 20 in the portal this year and what they got. But I just think you're right. I thought last year a team, you know, when you're asking for leadership, this isn't specific to Florida State. This is anybody in the portal in this day and age. And you don't have leaders, and you don't have a culture. See, that's the thing. Kirby has such a strong culture. Nick Saban had a culture. You know, Kalen DeBoer is trying to instill his culture now. You know, I think he realized he probably played it too loose with some of the troops last year at Alabama. But I think Shane Beamer's got a culture. Certainly Dabo's got a culture.
I agree with you.
You know?
After watching that show, I got a sense of that. I mean, for those of you who watch it, was it Any Given Saturday?
Yep.
I feel the same way. Shane's got a culture.
But if you're FSU, and you're like last year when the going got tough, there was no culture. And when the coach is saying things like, we're looking for leaders, you're looking for leaders 2 weeks in the season, you're done. So that goes back to it. So very curious to see how they respond. I think, you know, LSU, what's LSU speaking of culture? What's Coach Kelly's culture?
Look, I got them.
They got to go to the Death Valley.
I got them losing this first game. Sorry. I just do. I think Clemson is going to be really good. I'm not telling you it's going to be 31-3. And if it is, he might be fired after the game. But I do think they win. And then, Mike, you're starting behind the eight ball again for Brian Kelly, who can't win these big openers, and then the pressure's on. Now you go look at their schedule, go find me 8 or 9 wins on that schedule, and good luck with that.
Now, Georgia Tech, and we've talked about it, it's up to 4 now. It was 3.5, it's up to 4, and I think it might be a little bit high. You know, you locked it in with your guy, didn't you?
I did, way back when.
We did talk about this.
Georgia Tech, Rambling Wreck!
Because I've got a bunch of degenerate buddies that I went to high school. Most of these guys are Wall Street people, which means degenerate gambler by definition. But
they got the money.
and they're always like, you know, last week, it's like, what do you got for me? I go, I don't bet week 0, man. It's like, well, you were in Ireland last year. I said, yeah, I told you to bet Georgia Tech.
You did.
And I saw that one coming. But no, I didn't bet anything this week. But now I would say if I'm going to do and again, I know parlays are a sucker bet, but if you're looking for money line bet, I think Georgia Tech over Colorado is one of the safer bets this weekend, safer plays.
Yeah, look, I agree. The Texas game is getting into it. Look, when they start talking about 2 points, it's going to be a 3-point game. I think it's a one possession game.
It's up to 4.5, by the way. I started to interrupt on some of those books I'm looking at right now.
For Ohio State?
No, this is for the Georgia Tech,
yes,
Colorado,
yes,
4.5.
Yeah, I'm just mentioning, like, people are talking about how big that game is, and it's huge, Hokum. But I don't know if I'm – Mike, you said, like, 2 points? That one, and the other one, I'll tell you one I like right now, because we got to start our pick'em segment, by the way, this weekend, all right, this week before we get out of here, Day-Day. I like Nebraska, man. I like Nebraska this week. And I know we talked about Tennessee and Syracuse and all these big kickoff games. But, yeah, I think Nebraska is going to be better than what people give them credit for being.
So Rule's actually got things cooking.
I do. I feel, Mike, their defense is really good. We'll see about the kid that should have went to Georgia who ended up there. And we'll see.
Dylan Raiola.
Dylan Raiola. He should be better. You know, the thing is, and I'm not saying this to scrutinize a young man, said he dropped some pounds.
Oh, yeah. Matt Rule did call him out as being a little doughy.
That's right. So
a soft, chewy center.
Yes. So he's a big kid, but apparently he dropped some weight and then he looks really good. So we'll see. But I liked him this week, man.
Clemson is up to three. It's 3.5 to 4, depends on your book.
It's Cincinnati at Nebraska, by the way, if you're wondering.
I like that. And that's a good play there, too. But yeah, we were just kind of looking, you and I were already kind of thinking out loud. Some of these are off the board because it's such, you know, prohibitive favorites against lesser opponents like LIU is going to Gainesville.
Right.
Very, kind of going back to the old days of the Florida out-of-conference scheduling. But, yeah, there's and Kennesaw State is taking a Wake. We'll talk to their head coach tomorrow. And then the other ones that I've been looking at, Georgia and Marshall, it's 39.5. Kirby rarely covers the big number. He's going to rest his starters, you know, if they get a decent-sized lead.
That's a lot, but I still think they should be able – Georgia's going to cover that. No? What are you shaking your head for, Ornick? You too?
Kirby's. Well, I'll find the number.
You got Tennessee coming up after that, too. So you don't want to like have Austin those guys P, up there for a long amount of time.
You got Marshall, Austin Peay. I'll go back and look at the number because there's. I do know that of the major SEC coaches.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, Kirby is not the best at covering those big numbers. And with good reason, because he doesn't give a crap about you. Some coaches did care. You know, I don't know about Pat Dye going for a tie, but there are some old school old coaches that knew what them good old boys were looking for with the point spread.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.